Charlotte voters on Tuesday approved a bond referendum that more than triples the city's contribution to a trust fund designed to help developers build or renovate affordable housing. A 2016 study found that Charlotte lacks about 34,000 such units. Floyd Davis Jr. is president of Community Link, an organization that works to help people find and keep safe and affordable housing in Charlotte. Davis says he's delighted with the bond approval.
Well, this newly approved money will give the city increased capability, you know, going from $15 million to invest to help close the gap to make developments affordable to having $50 million to invest is a significant increase that the city will have to leverage these deals. And so I think it will take a joint effort between the city and developers to help us be able to generate more affordable units. And I think the city, with these additional resources, can do some additional things to encourage developers and make the numbers work, if you will.
So there's the city, a government, there are the developers. Are there other players in the community that you see need to be involved in addressing the affordable housing issue?
There are other players, and as a matter of fact, I'm delighted that the faith community has stepped up to the plate. A number of churches has established a committee to figure out how can we engage in our church in helping to create the solutions around this problem.
Your organization, Community Link, has also been working to get employers involved. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we want employers also to become involved because they have to maintain a workforce. And our service sector workforce need to have a place to live so that they can conveniently get back and forth to work. And so it's impacting our employers as well. And I'm delighted to say that Red Ventures, you know, has stepped up a couple of, within the last couple few months, announced that they are developing housing on their property for their employees.
Many employers, that's not a realistic option, though, right?
For many employers, that's not a realistic option. However, they can lend their support. So what I think it takes from those employers is for them to come forth to City Council and speak as to why this is so important and why this is needed. And remind people that if they don't have people to wait on you in the restaurant, then they can't serve you. If they don't have people to wait on you in the grocery stores, then they can't serve you. And I think people will then begin to think about this issue differently.
So the city is working on towards a goal of adding 5,000 affordable housing units by the end of next year, 2019. And there are more aggressive long-term goals about eliminating homelessness in the community that tie into that. Do you think the city's goals in that regard are realistic?
I think they are. I think they are realistic. They are aggressive, and they need to be. And I think they are realistic. I mean, the problem is a big problem, and it's going to take a big effort in order for us to successfully address this issue here in our community. That also the Foundation for the Carolinas have established a fund to raise $50 million to match the $50 million that the city is raising through now the approved bond fund.
In some cities, they have turned towards even more aggressive incentives, I guess you could say, for developers. For example, giving them certain leeway in their other developments if they are setting aside a certain portion for affordable housing. Is that something that could work or should be done in Charlotte, a zoning approach?
Yes, we cannot do that in Charlotte because it's not permitted under state statute. What you're referring to is inclusionary zoning, and that's not permitted within the state of North Carolina. And so it would take a change in state statutes in order for cities in the state of North Carolina to be able to have that additional leverage, if you will, to encourage the development of affordable housing. So we have to look at other things that we can do short of demanding inclusionary zoning.
Well, is that something that Community Link is advocating for, or do you think that should be?
Yes, we are advocating for it, but, you know, there are some other issues at play in our state that I think, you know, we have to wait for the timing to be right in order to get the attention and get the state legislature to look at this issue.